NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, my name's Brad.
And I'm Luke.
And we are Flamingo Pier, along with Dominic Jones and various other members of the live band and recording band. And we are here to talk about our debut album.
This is your first full-length album. You've released EPs. This is the big one.
Yeah, it's nice to finally have a full album. We could go a bit broader with that, you know. I guess being like predominantly a dance act, you're kind of like you're making club tracks, but you're also enjoying making sort of more home listening stuff. And with an album, you've got more space for those non straight up dance floor tracks, which is nice.
Yeah, you have more space to experiment essentially and move and try different things. How would you describe this album?
It's pretty eclectic genre-wise, I think. Like Luke mentioned, there's definitely a smattering of sort of house and dance tracks in there, but definitely going into a lot of the more sort of funky sort of guitar stuff on my end, even a little bit of sort of rock influences with some of the licks thrown in there, straight into sort of like more psychedelic stuff, more of the sort of like soca Afrobeat kind of stuff thrown in there a bit as well. So like it's eclectic, but it still feels like Flamingo Pier, I think.
How do you work together as a group? Like, how do you come up with these tracks?
Most of the time we would all get together and just on our respective instruments and vocals just jam out ideas. And then we'll record a bunch and, you know, just little 1 minute snippets, and then we'll come back to them later on and then decide which ones we want to develop a bit more. So that's most of the time, but also like a couple of tracks on this, Brad sort of started at home, and one of the tracks Brad and I had started a little while ago, and then we'd always liked it. So we came back to it once Dom had come back from London and finished it together.
Oh, awesome. It's also like interesting to see what comes out from a jam, because, you know, you don't have a plan and things just come out, which is quite cool to hear. So the first track that we're talking about is Last Call, featuring Nathan Haynes.
And Kadu on vocals.
Oh, yes.
Jess Penson, yeah.
What can you tell me about that song?
Well, that one's a real collaboration. So it started off with us sending Nathan an idea, some drums and some instrumentation, and then he took that and then built on it, and then we got all together in the same room and then built on it more at his studio, and then Brad went back and did some guitars, and then finally the track was kind of it was an instrumental until a few months ago, and then Dominic was just, you know, he's got more of the hooky pop sensibility about him, and he just knew that it needed a vocal. It's such a strong instrumental by Nathan. So then we got Jess to come in, and Dom had written the verse, and yeah, it came together finally right at the end. It was the last track we finished, I think, probably.
Yeah, I think so. And the vocal definitely made it like much more of accessible, almost like pop track in a way. Although it's very disco. It's probably the most disco on the album, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Next time.
The next track is Honey.
I think it started with Dom, just that really simple guitar, jink, jink,
that's
jink,
it, yeah.
And then you came in and dropped that bass line, and then it was sort of like this really strong kind of groove to start with, I think, and then we built on it from there.
Quite a sort of slinky, sort of like laid-back drum sort of feel.
Yeah, really like behind the beat, sort of sludgy, kind of like you're kind of almost falling over with it, trying to get that real funk feel. The next track we're talking about is Lost But I'm Leading. That was another one that started with us all together in the room that we were working at my place in Manurewa. I think that started with guitar chords from Brad. And then Brad's comes from more of a rock and roll background, so it's definitely got that feel to it. But then we added some more disco-y elements like clav, and the drums are definitely very much disco. Dom, I think the vocal hook on that is really what
very
gets in your
Dom
ear.
Yeah. He might have actually done the bass line as well, which I think may have been where I did the chords from. It's really hard to pieces back together now. It's very, very collaborative sort of thing.
I'm sure you did the guitar chords.
I definitely,
yeah.
And then it's sort of throwing in those more sort of spacey synths and that sort of stuff to bring it back into that kind of sort of like psychedelic disco sort of vibe, eh?
For sure. It's the fastest track we've ever released, actually.
Cool. So this next track called Make You Wonder was a little collaboration with Luke and I think, was it? Before Dom got back, potentially.
I think so. I think we might have started it.
I guess this is one that was used to be called Soakadelic.
Very much, it's like, obviously we make a lot of 4-4 music, but with this one it's very much a soca inspired drum session, it's a real hybrid of lots of things. It's kind of got some almost West African inspired guitar on it and some soca-ish beats, but then some more kind of traditional elements, traditional disco and house elements to it as well, and some vocals on top.
Yeah, again, the vocals came pretty late in the piece, and Dom is a master of just coming up with a like brilliant little hook that just works. I mean, I remember a lot of lyrics and stuff that I would just be throwing out would just be sort of gibberish stuff, just like hold the place kind of thing, and yeah, it's a good little hook, that one. Okay, so this next track, Deeper Soul, this was definitely a Luke and I collaboration, because I remember it used to be called Dusty. That was the demo name. And it was a total instrumental jam, really, probably one of the slowest tracks we've ever done.
It is the slowest, yeah.
And yeah, it was just a real like kind of late night mood, groover, lots of sort of spacey echoed out guitars. Yeah, do you want to expand on that?
Yeah, I guess so. We always knew it was a decent idea, I think. Mm. And then once Dom was back, we got together and we knew that we needed to finish it. So, yeah, we came up with some synth parts and we used the Roundheads' really beautiful Mini Moog, going through a really nice auto filter and then into their beautiful Space Echo, which just, yeah, opens it up so much and really fits with that psychedelic vibe. And then, yeah, the vocal, it was another vocal where we had like, it was going, we didn't actually have any lyrics for it. So that was the final bit, is that we finally got some lyrics that matched the melody that we wanted to sing on the vocal. And yeah, I think it's one of our favourite tracks on the album, or definitely mine.
Yeah,
I think.
Definitely. It's grown so much once it all came together in that final roundhead session. I was like, oh, this is actually wicked. So stoked.
Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.